The province announced today it will not be lifting capacity limits at higher risk settings as it previously said would happen in the long-term COVID-19 management plan. Capacity limits for food and drink establishments with dance facilities, strip clubs, bathhouses and sex clubs were due to be lifted on November 15. However, today's announcement pauses that plan. This is being done out of an abundance of caution as the province monitors public health trends, states a news release from the Ontario government. The weekly case incidence rose by 26% in Ontario from the week of October 25 to 31 to the week of October 31 to November 6. To protect our hard-fought progress and ensure we can continue to manage COVID-19 for the long term, more time is needed before we can take the next step forward in our reopening plan, said Ontario's Health Minister and Deputy Premier, Christine Elliott. Yesterday, however, Elliott told the Canadian press the province would stay the course on its reopening plan, but continue to monitor the situation daily. The province has reported 5,786 COVID cases in the last 14 days, with 454 of those reported today, November 10. The current reproduction rate is 1.21, meaning every person with COVID-19 infects an average of 1.2 other people. A reproduction rate of more than one indicates an upward trend in virus spread. There are currently 243 COVID patients hospitalized in Ontario, with 136 of those patients in intensive care units. In today's announcement, Dr. Kieran Moore, Ontario's Chief Medical Officer of Health, said the province needs to take a cautious approach for its reopening. It is necessary to make this deliberate pause as we approach the winter holidays, where more people will begin gathering indoors and where students will be returning to in-class learning in January after celebrating with friends and family, said Dr. Moore in the news release. On October 25, the province lifted capacity limits where proof of vaccination is required in restaurants, sports and recreational facilities, casinos, bingo halls, and meeting and event spaces. If museums, religious services, tour and guide services, and personal care services required patrons, customers and clients to show proof of vaccination, capacity limits were also lifted for those establishments. According to the Ontario Reopening Plan, vaccine certificate requirements could start to lift in January, unless there are concerning trends related to COVID-19 spread in the province. Local medical officers of health can impose regional restriction changes. In Sudbury, for example, capacity limits have been reinstated for bars, pubs, cinemas, restaurants and sporting venues. Proof of vaccination requirements have also been strengthened for organized sports, requiring anyone 12 years of age and older who actively participates in organized sports, not just coaches, officials etc., to provide proof of vaccination unless a medical exemption applies.